Romans chapter 8, verse 16 through 23, the redemption of our body. The redemption of our body. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Those are all very important words. Brian and Agabash and I had a discussion about some of these words earlier in the week or last week, whenever it was, the creature and vanity and hope. Verse 21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation, now look, pay careful attention here. We know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. And thus here we are, living the good life. Who groans? Who groans in the Spirit? Who's seeking the redemption of this body? I'm not talking about your soul. I'm not talking about your spirit. I'm talking about this body. Where's the earnest expectation of our redemption? From this world to the next. From this body to the next. If we'd be honest, we'd have to say, most would say, I want to stay. I want to stay here. Who would want to die? The vanity of this present life, but ends in dust for all men. For all men. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19. I was going to quote it and I said, no, we should go there. We should read it. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. I like this word vanity. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Compare the preaching heard today with the preaching of Paul the Apostle. He's the Apostle. He said, for me to live is Christ. And what? To die is gain. Did you ever read it? For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die to get there. The most popular preacher of the day declaring your best life now. How blasphemous to the Word of God, to what we're reading. Your best life now? God forbid. When we're to have the earnest expectation of that to come. To wit, the redemption of our body. Turn to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21 through verse 23. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. For I am in a strait betwixt two." Now look at it. Having a desire. I don't find that in Christians. Having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is not a little better, which is far better. Now, when I wrote those words, it was a few days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and I made a note. It's 4:35 a.m., and where I was sitting in the house, the moon was almost full, and there's two little, transoms above, but beside the front door. And coming straight through that, at that hour, 4:35 a.m., I see an almost full moon. It's almost like daylight, almost like daylight outside. The lesser light. And being I'd been up for some hours and didn't sleep well, I was awaiting the greater light. I'd been awake since 2:45. I'd been up for a couple hours. I'm awaiting. I see the lesser light, but it's been dark long enough. I'm awaiting the greater light, the sun. And isn't that the way we're to be, you and I? Aren't we to be, isn't this life on earth as the lesser light? Aren't we to be seeking the greater light? Like that Japanese fellow said, I'm only going to be here 50 years. Shouldn't I be thinking about eternity? Eternal life. The greater life, not the lesser life, the greater life. The Bible says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. The vanity of this life deceives us into a desire to stay. The vanity of this life. It's nice here. It's all we know. But it's vanity. It's the lesser light. It's vanity. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And I struggled with that word all week. And I thought, well, vanity is like death. And vanity is like this. And then this morning, let's say that vanity, I like this word, is temporary. Everything's vanity. Everything you and I see at this hour, if you look out the window, if you look around wherever you're sitting, it's all vanity. It's all temporary, including those around you. From the youngest to the oldest. It's all temporary. Every bit of it, temporary. Now hear me, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. That's what he said, vanity. And yet, here we seek our treasure day after day after day. Vanity, that which is temporary. For to dust we shall return. Thus the whole creation, the creation, groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Now, we read thus and often religiously conclude, we're good. Well, I'm good. As I have faith and I'm in the Spirit. Well, are you? Because forthright he says, we groan. I don't find that. We groan for the redemption of our body. God, get me out of here. Like I said, it's a little easier, 75. It shouldn't be. And this I find missing. We're happy as long as we're here, praising God in Christ. But where lies the earnest expectation? I love words, they mean things. Where lies the earnest expectation? Our faith, our hope, that which is yet to come, to wit, the redemption of our body. Excuse me. Are we not saved by hope? Back in our text, verse 24. If you know the text, if you know Romans 8, preacher's favorite chapter. For we are saved by hope, but hope that seems not hope. Now that's the answer. Hope that seeth is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? First John 3:2 it says, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. That's a hope. That's a faith. We'll see him as he is, and we will be like him. That's the earnest expectation. The redemption of our body. You remember when he was first raised, he said, don't touch me. I haven't ascended yet. The redemption of the body. Hey, all you got to do is die. All you got to do is die. You remember the lepers? Used to preach that all the time back in the Old Testament. Well, if we sit here, we're going to starve to death. And we go over there, the enemy, they have food. Worst they can do is kill us. We're going to die anyway. All you got to do is die. If in this life only we have... Now listen. See how words mean things? This word hope. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men what? Most miserable. But all I know, most everyone I know, most in the churches have hope in this world. Oh no, preacher, I have... No, you don't. Because I don't hear you groaning earnestly to wit for the redemption of this body. I don't hear the earnest expectation. Everything is about what you're going to do here. For in Adam, all die. And this the modern church seems to forget. It'd do well for a lot of churches to get in the funeral business. We don't even have funerals anymore. They burn them to ashes and oh, they had a memorial service, you know. Where's Grandma? I don't know. She was here yesterday. Gone today. For in Adam all die. And as it is appointed unto men only. Appointed to men once to die. And he said, that which thou sowest is not quickened. In 1 Corinthians. Except what? It die. Except to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven. Nobody wants to die to get there. To wit, the redemption of the body. Earnestly groaning for such. But most seem very content in this present evil world. Lay it up treasure where moth and rust doth corrupt. Now, in this, I am what many call a fatalist. Because I've read the book. And I know how this thing's going to end. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. And we'll look. Well, look how it's going to end. Look at verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, vanity of vanities. All is vanity, temporary. I've read the book. I know how it's going to end. But the trees and the birds and the grass and the beautiful waters and the blue skies and the billowing clouds, they're all so beautiful. Yes, I couldn't agree more. But they're all a shadow of that which is yet to come. If you look there at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13, looking for, that not what's here, looking for future, and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Earnest expectation. The redemption of the body. Looking for, hasting, hurry, God, come on, burn it up. Wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And he said, we're hasting the day. Come on, burn it up. You don't find anybody like that. Earnest expectation. Groaning. The creation groaneth. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth. Do we? Do you? Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Thus, what manner of persons ought we to be? Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. I mean, that's saying, do you really believe that? Okay, I'm speaking of those. Do you really believe that? What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Brother, if you thought that was fixing to happen within the next hour, something would change in you, but it'd be too late. It'd be too late. We hear the word faith and believe we know of such. We've even put to memory Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. But remember, faith is a gift of God. You can't just have it. It's a gift. It's given to you from an outside source. Many have faith, but it's not this faith, you see. One cannot simply say, I believe and have faith, or else the devils possess faith, because the devils believe and tremble. John Calvin said, faith is far above the reach of the human mind. I concur. But everybody you meet has faith. Oh, I believe in Jesus. The natural man surely doesn't groan for the redemption of this body. Only those born of the Spirit, not of blood or flesh. John 1:13, not of blood or flesh, the Spirit. Water, he said, but born of water and Spirit. Calvin goes on and says rightly, no one can have faith except he be born of God. And we read that, Romans 8. Men is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now part with Calvin. Unbelievably, Calvin goes on to love everyone, which is sort of a universal love, as opposed to Augustine, who said you love only the brethren. So I don't know how Calvin went down that road after he'd gone down this road, but that's between him and the Lord. God can't love universally if he possesses hatred for some. And that includes David, the king. He said, I hate those that hate thee, God. But that's a message for another time. There'd be no hell, you see. Now let's conclude with a summation of that which is saving faith. I told you I received in prayer this morning, I'm very grateful to God, of that which is saving faith. That which not only we, but the whole creation groaneth and travaileth. He said, in pain. You see it? Verse 22, back in our text, Romans chapter 8. Did you see it? For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. For what are we saved by? We read it, verse 24. Hope. We have all the religious answers. Hope, you see. That's nothing that's seen. Because hope that's seen is not hope. You see? Hope that's seen is not hope. Not the lesser light. Not the creature. Not vanity. Not this life below. That's not faith. Though I find most in faith, but temporary. So, read again the definition of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Read it very, very carefully. What is faith? It's the subject of things not seen, to wit, the redemption of our body. Hope that is seen is not hope. For we are saved by hope. For by grace are you saved through faith, Ephesians chapter 2. Faith is the subject of things not seen. To wit, the redemption of our body. The substance of things hoped for. You can't separate it. The evidence of things not seen. To wit, the redemption of our body. Then we will see him as he is, and we shall be like him. To wit, the redemption of our body. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth. That's faith. Lord, I want to be like you. Not like this. Man, I can't find much that doesn't hurt. You know what I find down here? I find death. Everything's dying down here, Lord. That beautiful tree outside the window, it's dying. Those little puppies, they're dying. Those young children born today, they're dying. Vanity of vanities. Then we will see him as he is, and we'll be like him. To wit, the redemption of our body.